T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI, down here at Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday. And we've talked a lot of football today, needless to say, but it was only half of what was an unbelievable sports Sunday night.
What a night.
Other than championship nights, you know, when you win titles, and I understand those are always the best, I can't remember a head-to-head night quite like the one you had last night.
Greatest night of all time, Dale.
Well,
probably
a sports
was.
Fan, it's pretty close.
There's some recency bias. I'm that guy that every time I see a movie, I go, that was the best movie
I've ever seen.
That guy. So last night in the sports world, that was as good as it gets. You had to go two TVs. You had to go TV and tablet. You had to go whatever it was, flipping back and forth. Although, flipping back and forth, not good enough.
I tried it in the first quarter
no,
of the football
you missed
game,
too much.
And then I said, I've got to get the iPad out.
You can't
and get,
do it.
Get the game going on the other screen.
And it was great. I mean, and both games were competitive throughout. You know, you get one of the most exciting football games you're going to see, especially if you like points. I think most of us do like points. And then the baseball game was great. Both offenses showed up early on. Then out of nowhere, you got a good bullpen performance from the Red Sox.
But you know what I'm hearing today a lot of?
What's that?
Yeah, buts.
I'll give you some yeah buts.
Oh, there's lots of yeah buts today.
Yeah buts with who?
Both teams. Okay. You're hearing. Yeah, but the Patriots didn't play well defensively, which is I'm not saying
they gave up 40.
But my point is, yeah, but you know, David Price didn't get the win.
David Price was not good.
I think sometimes we get too concentrated on the yeah buts instead of just saying you won a great football game against a previously undefeated team.
Yeah, but.
And then you won a baseball game that I heard you and Mutt tell me yesterday morning you were doomed in.
Well, I still don't think they're going to win the series. Do you think they're going to win the series?
I said that going in.
You're sticking with it. 1-1,
I'm
right?
not going to.
Yeah, I don't see them winning the series. I thought David Price was bad. I'm not shocked that they split the first two games. I am shocked how they did it. Yeah, I thought maybe they take game one and lose game two. But regardless, it's 1-1 going to Houston for three games now. I think the reason why you get so many yeah buts is because the Patriots are always Super Bowl contenders. So you look at week 5, you look at week 6, you look at next week against Chicago, and you kind of project out to how is that going to look in the playoffs and even the Super Bowl. And you can do that because the Patriots are in there seemingly every year. And then for the Red Sox, best record in all of baseball. So and now you're in a 7-game series, so the yeah buts show up because all right, how is this going to play out to win this series?
Your offense came alive.
That was huge.
Which they did not do in game one. They only had two hits.
That was huge.
Your bullpen was great. Not good. Great yesterday.
And that is maybe the biggest surprise out of all of it, right? That you're able to go Barnes and Brazier and Porcello. So sort of,
you had to get 13 outs from your bullpen.
Yeah.
And they were wonderful.
And the three guys not named Craig Kimbrell were all better. They all were better in the game. Like they weren't making you freak out. Brazier goes in there, looks really good. Rick Porcello comes in there and
looks
is pretty
like a
dominant.
Beast.
Seems like a guy who could have a new job someday as an eighth inning man, although he'd be a high priced eighth inning man. But
pretty expensive.
He looked good. And then you turn it over to Kimbrell, and maybe that's where you also get some yeah buts. And I'd be right there. If I told you Craig Kimbrell blows a save in Houston, nobody would be shocked based on what he did against New York and then what he did again last night. So he makes you nervous, but the offense showed up. Mookie Betts, you know, you started to hear some of the whispers.
That was the most productive he's been in the playoffs so far.
Yeah, and that was great to see because you know that the other side's going to have some guys. George Springer has always done well in the postseason. Bregman, they're just walking him every time. So Bregman's always getting on base. They have other guys that can leave the yard. So how are the Red Sox going to be able to match up? Because, you know, say they lost the game 3-2. It'd be hard to really blame David Price. Like, he'd still be the story if he gave up the three runs, and you'd be like, well, another loss for David Price. But you can't keep giving him or the other pitchers no run support. So the fact that the offense showed up was huge. And if they're going to win the series, they're going to have to score 5, 6, 7 runs a few more times.
I feel pretty good about the Patriots' chances going forward after last night. You won't see another offense like that if you're a Patriots defender probably the rest of the year.
No,
and,
I don't think so.
And from a Red Sox perspective, I feel much better about the bullpen. I mean, I was told going into this series
even Kimbrough?
That Houston had a clearly better bullpen, clearly better rotation. The Red Sox bullpen has outperformed the Houston bullpen in this series so far.
You think what about Kimbrough?
I didn't think he was awful last
night. Oh, see, I mean, it wasn't awful. I mean, they won the game, but it was 2 feet away from, you know, the Astros tying.
So you are a huge yeah, but guy.
Oh, I think
yeah, but 2 feet further.
You think after those two games, you think the Red Sox are better than the Astros? I definitely don't see it that way.
I thought that the Red Sox were every bit as good as the Astros going in, and I thought that the Red Sox would win the series.
Oh, see, I mean, you can't have your pitcher. You're asking for it if your pitchers can't get five.
Well, I will say this. When I said that,
yeah,
I thought Chris Sale was healthy, and I'm not sure if I'm right about that.
What? He's not healthy, and I don't know if it's shoulder, stomach, both. What the deal is with him?
I mean, it's pretty unusual, in my opinion, to get admitted to a hospital overnight for observation because you've got a stomach bug.
Yeah,
we all get stomach bugs, and none of us end up in the hospital with that.
No, have a ginger ale and toast. Right, you'll
be fine.
Some
Pepto and
grab a ginger ale. You're going to be good. Nice toast. I don't know what the problem is there. I do think Houston. You know, again, they split the series, so on the one hand, that's good, especially after Chris Sale didn't look like he had it, and you're trotting out a pitcher who has never won a postseason game as a starter. And he still doesn't get it, but he at least kept them in the ball game. So there is that. But 4 2/3, 4 runs is not good. Like, nobody should look at that and say, hey, that was a good start. And now him coming back in game 6, I don't feel any better about that. If there is a game 6.
And if you were a Boston sports fan, last night was as good as it gets.
Oh, my God,
It can't get better than that.
No. I mean, if it was you got the Celtics starting tomorrow, and the Bruins are off, what, until Wednesday. So I'm trying to think if you could ever get a scenario where you get all of them playing in one day.
Do the Celtics play Thursday?
Because
the Bruins
question.
Play and the Tuesday, Red Sox Wednesday. Play. Oh, well, Wednesday you could get all three then.
Maybe you could. Or even next Sunday, potentially. If there's a game 7 and game – well, no, they're probably – anyway, yeah, the fact that they're all in season right now or they're going to be this week is pretty good. And if the Red Sox can move on to yet another series, then you have even another chance of all the teams lining up again.
617-779-7937. Joe's on the cell phone. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Good.
Doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm good. A good thing I had 3 cups of coffee and had to drive 90 miles, but that's fine. I'm actually glad that I had to wait that long because I was scared. You got Trey Flowers on, and I thought, okay, I can follow him. Then you go to Ninkovich, and I was like, okay, lots of content. I can follow him. Then you get Lenny Clark on, and I'm like, Jesus, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, pretty good show so far.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that to you.
That's all right. Anyways, you were talking about two things, one about the technology and one about David Price. We had three devices going. First, we had, obviously, the Red Sox on the TV. And then when Patriots came on, we switched to Patriots on the TV, pulled up the Xfinity streaming to watch the Red Sox on the iPad. But then, so we didn't have to listen to those guys who were terrible on the broadcast, we pulled up my iPhone and went on to At-Bat to hear Joe and Tim and synchronize that up with the iPad.
Well, I always advocate listening to Joe and Tim, and good for you for pulling all that off. I fly in the face of everybody else. Neither broadcast team last night bothered me a bit.
I don't like either one. I listened to more Anderson and Darling. I was pretty much locked into the audio on baseball until the end. Then the fourth quarter, it was football, but they're not for me.
I can't stand Ron Darling. But getting those to the Red Sox, though, I disagree a little bit, Keith. I don't think David Price was that bad because when I look back at the game, he had one really bad pitch. He was trying to go up and in. It didn't get in, laid it right over the plate, and Marvin Gonzalez hit it out. Even the Springer hit, that wasn't a bad pitch, and Springer fought it off nicely, and it was almost a foul ball. Those were the two run scoring. So, I don't know. I know he's not great, and I know, you know, we're lowering the bar. I get all that.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah.
That's my whole point, and you're right. I mean, with enough caveats, it turns into a pretty good start. But the bottom line is...
No, my only caveat was I blamed him for two of the runs. The home run to Gonzalez, that's all on him. I didn't blame him on the first two. Xander Bogaerts got to make a simple play.
Got to make a play, but still, he
and
walked four guys.
And if he makes
guys,
the play, he's out of it.
But he
By
still,
the way,
he
the, walk,
four
the walking four guys thing, and there's a whole story about that today.
Yeah.
Alex Speer, I think, wrote it. They're doing this on purpose. They are.
They're not walking four guys on purpose.
Bregman. It's not just Bregman.
Oh.
They're talking about how they have decided for some of these guys, if we're going to miss, we're going to miss off the plate. We're going to put them on base if that's what we have to do.
I don't love that plan.
Well,
what do you think of that plan?
My point is, Dana Lavangie was saying in game one, they walked 10 guys and hit three guys or whatever it was.
It's awful.
And it's a 3-2 game in the ninth inning.
All right, they lost. I think
that Bregman is the classic example. They are just not going to let him beat them.
All right, if it's one
put him on base all night long.
But 10 guys and then three hit batters, like that's way too much. That's a terrible plan if that's their plan. I don't know. I think David Price, we thought he was going to throw one inning and get shelled. And because he didn't do that, we're trying to twist ourselves into a way that he pitched all right. He didn't. Four earned runs and 4 2/3,
and I blame him for two of them.
What does Cora blame him on?
If Bogaerts makes the play, he doesn't give up either of those first two runs.
But he did, Dale. And if Cora thought he was pitching well, he's not taking him out in the fifth. So if he thought he was pitching well, and I'm not going to blame him for those two, then he probably stays in and is eligible for a win. He wasn't confident that he could get the guy out.
I would have left him in for one more out.
Well, I'm glad he didn't, and the bullpen ended up showing up for him. He had a couple of runners on base. That could have been, you say, oh, two runs. Well, the other two could have scored.
Yep.
It could have been six earned runs. Like, the ERA for one game is 7.71. That's worse than he normally does. So he was not good in the game.
Mike's in Worcester. Hey, Mike.
How we doing?
Great.
What's up, Mike?
Gentlemen, how are you? Fantastic game last night.
Yes.
It was fun.
Both.
A great game. We had a blast. A couple of gals came out from Worcester. We're all excited. We're getting Polar Park. Having a good time. Place is standing for David Price. Lots of fun. Then I'm told I can't swear. Okay, no swearing allowed in the grandstands. That's fine. So the seventh inning comes. Two things that are synonymous with baseball it's America's pastime. We know that. But marijuana. I wanted to enjoy
marijuana.
Well, some weed.
My medical card. I want to enjoy a little doobie.
Why don't you stay at home? Just weed it up at home.
If you need a little doobie with your medical card, I would say Fenway Park's not the place to do it.
Do it at home.
Well, apparently not, Dale. You know, and I didn't know that. We get all excited out here in Worcester. We're dropping F-bombs. We got the Polar Park being built for the Woosah.
Yeah, you know what? They couldn't have kicked you out of there quick enough to suit me.
Yeah.
Baloney. Hey. That's baloney, Dale. It was a great game.
I felt like I should be able to drop F-bombs, light up a joint. What the heck?
Just do it at home. Stay at home and do that. You'll have a great time.
Well, I'll remember that. I'll remember that for next time, Keith. I appreciate it.
There you go.
It, but it's still
no problem.
Great game. Go Sox. Thanks for letting me on.
Last time. That's the last time.
Good.
I don't know who that is. Mark that guy down.
Gee, I don't know why
here.
They'd have had a problem.
Put a band on him.
Yeah, put
a
why would you have had a problem, you know, letting
blocked!
Him stay? Oh, you know, we're dropping F-bombs. I'm lighting up joints. What are they throwing me out for?
I don't know. What was that? That was his whole point of calling in?
If he was here at Gillette last night, he'd have been the guy throwing the beer in the face of Hill.
Yeah, true.
He'd have been that guy.
He probably would have been that guy.
We return to Patriots Monday at Dale and Keith right now on WEEI.
My check under this guy is fucking low. I hate him. I think he's going to go 6 2/3. I really do.
Wow.
He's going to throw about 97 pitches. He's going to strike out 7, and he's going to leave the game with a 4-1 lead.
Wrong!
David Price is going to feed the Astros. 6 innings, 1 run, 5 punch-outs, 1 walk. He's going to be a monster.
And you're wrong!
Price departs. He cannot get a win. He goes 4 2/3 innings with a first.
Well, they were all brave enough to make predictions.
They were trying to talk themselves into it, and I don't know where it came from. All of a sudden,
it's because it's what they wanted.
No, it's because they won the series and they forgot all about game two against the Yankees and I don't know his career in the playoffs. And everyone's like, hey, no, this is it. Cora's got faith in him. I got faith in him. Cora's hitting all the right buttons. My favorite one was that he was due. Like, yeah, okay, I guess he's due. So a lot of people thought
still
quality
do.
Start.
He's still due.
Maybe game six. It'll be it, and we'll get the same bunch of people calling in saying, yep, this is the one. He's saving it for game six.
By the way, the final TV numbers are in from last night.
Oh, how did we do?
Courtesy of Mike Reese. Patriots-Chiefs did a 33.7.
Okay, pretty good.
Red Sox-Astros did a 20.6.
Nice.
A lot closer, I think, than people
expected.
Yeah,
a lot closer. I thought it was going to be
2-1, I was hearing a lot of.
Especially because The Red Sox put up like an 18 and like a 17, I think, during the Yankee series. But they weren't head-to-head with the Patriots. So
right.
I thought that was going to knock them down a little bit. But apparently that's because people were watching both. Like,
see, that's what I don't know. I don't know how they determine. Like I'm sitting there watching the football game on my iPad and the baseball game on my TV. How do they know?
They don't. It's all crap. It's like five
switching
people have
back
a box.
And forth when you're sitting there hitting the LC button 500 times a night.
Just somebody sitting there with their Nielsen thing, and then I don't know. Do they have to? Do you have to watch it for so long?
Or I don't know.
It's a whole thing, but it makes sense to think that almost everybody in New England was watching both games because they were.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Combined, the rating was 54
for
the two teams last night.
That's right.
Yeah, and this isn't a big sports area or anything.
No. Nice little night.
And you did mention during Trending Now, the very fine award-winning
thank you very
Trending
much,
Now.
Yes, thank you.
That Patrice Bergeron was named the first star of the week in the National Hockey League.
And a pile of points.
And not even going to talk about it very much.
Bruins really snapped out of it after that first loss, though, huh?
Well, since
they've
opening
been a little
night,
bit better.
They've outscored the opposition 22-7.
Yeah, a real barn burner there
and,
on Saturday, too.
Well, think about this. They score 8 goals Saturday night.
Yeah.
Sean Corrali was the oldest goal scorer at the age of 25.
That's right. Yeah.
Everybody who scored, all 8 of the goals Saturday were scored by players 25 and younger.
Yeah, pretty good.
Oof.
And they're back, Wednesday, right?
Yeah, the West Coast trip.
Yeah.
Calgary Wednesday, Edmonton Thursday, Vancouver Saturday.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember. All right, let's get back to the call. 617-779-7937. Matthew's in Virginia. Hey, Matthew.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
All right, so I got two things, one on the game and one on the modes of viewing. So Sony Michel, he ran pretty good last night, but if you watch all his big runs, especially the two touchdowns, you see James Devlin up there just with incredible blocks. I mean, they were just on that first run, he hit the linebacker and pushed him back and knocked three guys over like bowling pins. It was incredible.
Yeah, no, he had a good game. And I think we've actually seen both. Like, we've seen some of Michelle's runs, I think it's been just one back, and then there's been other times where they put Devlin in, they kind of tip their hand, but it doesn't matter, and they just run right at you. So he's been good either way.
Whenever they're running in that I formation, I'm just watching Devlin, and when Michelle just follows them right through the line, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a good one.
Right.
Hey, and I was watching the Pats game at a bar down here in Alexandria, Virginia, and I had about, I don't know, 5-6 people sitting at the bar streaming the game on their phones, and I asked them how they were what app they were using or what they're using to stream it, and all of them said that they went on to onto the MLB Reddit streams and just found a free stream, and that's how I usually watch out of market pass games with the just find a stream on Reddit for free and just pop it up, and it's high definition and there's no commercials or anything, so it's pretty good. That's how I was watching it. So I bet you, I don't know how they factor in that into the ratings.
I don't think they do. I mean, with me, I've got the Xfinity app on my iPad.
Yeah.
And, I'm an Xfinity customer. I have the Xfinity app. I pulled up the game. Here it is. Let it roll.
I could be wrong here, Rossi. And I don't mean to be rude. I appreciate all the calls that we get.
I don't think that's true. But
no, I'm curious. Did I miss the part of the show where we asked, how did you watch the games?
No, you didn't miss that.
Okay. Because we've taken several calls on people sharing with us how they
watched it. Well, you did mention that many of us did watch.
Keith, earlier you did kind of say, I'm curious to see how people watch it. And then you were
did I say that?
You did. I can run
I
tape
said
that?
That.
I can confirm
man,
that.
What are you thinking?
I said that? Well, then that's my fault. Because
it started when Dale said he did the two screens, and we kind of played the clip from last week where it confused me. Like, I'm kind of curious like how people did it. And then we have like our Twitter feed.
Did I say that?
Oh, never mind. Pictures on our Twitter feed are absurd.
Oh, and that's fine. That's a good place for it is on Twitter. You see a lot of cool setups. I'm all for that. But people calling in and explaining how they watch the games is not a real priority, I feel like, for the show. At least it shouldn't be. But maybe I did. Maybe
you mean,
I accidentally.
You mean like when you don't like when they tell us how old they are?
I hate that. That's worse. Don't tell us how old you are. Hey, guys, I've been watching football here about 30 years and a big fan. And I was watching the game on my iPad. And then I was looking up and on the big screen, I had the baseball game. And then I was listening to the radio for Joe and Tim. Like, okay, great. Do you have any thoughts about the game?
That one was way too complicated.
We've taken more thoughts on people, how they watched the game, than what they actually thought of the games. I don't get it, but maybe it was my fault. Maybe going back in the first hour, I don't even remember saying it. I said, please call in with how you watched it. I'm curious how technology works.
Now we know who to
blame. How did you guys do it? Did you watch it on your phone? How was that? Did you have earbuds in? Was that fun for you? Were you watching with friends? Did you go to a bar where there are two TVs? Did you move one TV from the bedroom into the family room? How'd you do it? Oh. Anyway.
It's your fault.
It probably is. Rossi's
as
probably
it,
right.
As it turns
he's
out.
He's got the memory of an elephant, so he probably remembers exactly what I said.
By
the
way,
hour.
Even if he's wrong, yeah. I like
you
that
he blame me
too.
For this? I know, I'm like trying to point the finger at somebody, and apparently it was
I
my
was
fault.
Actually good with it. So.
All right.
Rick's next. Hey, Rick, how you doing?
How'd you watch the games, Rick?
Don't you dare, Rick.
You guys, you know, I have to say, you guys are listenable.
Oh, thank you. That's one of the nicest things I've ever heard.
Wow.
Yeah, well, especially in this town. Yeah, last night I thought that a couple things on Price's outing. First of all, I thought Bogaerts, who I like very much, but he kind of fell asleep at the switch on that.
Definitely.
And he turned that into a base hit.
Definitely.
As far as the homer goes, terrible pitch. Okay, granted.
Awful.
Awful pitch. But also a problem that I think with Price is pitch selection, where he's not an overpowering pitcher. He has to paint, as Eckersley says, and he doesn't change speeds enough. And when they know a fastball's coming, which the Yankees did, of course, then it's 450 feet.
Right.
But I thought he pitched well last night. The other hit, the other two runs was where he jammed the guy, and you can break a bat and get a single or a double, whatever. So overall, not bad, and I think he's going to do better than that. Believe it or not, I'm not crazy about the guy, but I think he'll do better next time.
I told you.
All right, hey, why not? Riding high after a win, why not? Go for it. I disagree. I think he'll get shelled.
Well, you know, I think he'll do better because, you know, I think he's that. It's like he's. I thought he handled it well, and like you said, it's just a step forward for him. I'm a little more worried about the closer, as we all are.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh my God. And of course, Sale. His physical. I think he's got a bad arm. So
yeah, I think his shoulder. I think his stomach. I think he's in a lot of things. Let me ask you this, Dale.
Do you actually believe the stomach bug thing? Because I don't.
I'm sure he's had the runs or something.
It would be improper of them to say, yeah, he's in the hospital. His shoulder's really killing him.
Now have a ginger ale and he'll be fine.
I don't think that's what it was.
What do you think it was?
I think there's something wrong with his arm.
But why would they say stomach then?
Because they don't want you to know that there's something wrong with his arm.
No. Well, I mean, I think there's something. I think there's been something wrong with his arm the whole time. He kind of threw
you mean
off
those 78-mile-an-hour
right.
frisbees.
I mean, he threw us off the scent a little bit against the Yankees, where he looked good. But still, it was what 5 1/3. So you didn't really. Know. And then he came back and he looked good in one inning of work. But I don't know. I don't think he's ever been 100% since end of July. It's been a while. I was going to ask you something. They made a big deal about Alex Cora found something in David Price. The last couple of starts of the regular season in the Yankee game.
And then Ron Darling was talking about standing upright and the posture, and I'm going,
like, was
what?
That it? So then when there's two runners on base in the first inning, or when he's walking four, or when he's giving up a home run, I'm like, so what, did they figure out something? Or what was, like, what happened there? I don't think he all of a sudden became a different pitcher. He didn't look like David Price when he had that stretch in the regular season where he was lights out. He didn't look like that guy. So I don't know what Cora was talking about.
The Patriots have put out a statement.
A statement?
A statement. And
I love a statement.
And I will quote.
Ooh, quote.
Gillette Stadium security has identified the fan who violated the fan code of conduct by tossing beer onto a player during the game last night. The matter has been turned over to local law enforcement, and the fan will be sent a letter of disinvite to all future events at Gillette Stadium.
You've been disinvited.
A letter of disinvite.
Wow. So does that mean we're all actually invited to go to the games, I guess?
Well, if you
in
have
a
ticket.
Matter of speech. Oh,
I will tell you this, and if you're dumb enough to do it, you're dumb enough to do it, but they will find you. They have
especially
cameras
now?
On
oh my
they
God,
have
yeah.
cameras on every single seat in the house as it is.
And they'll find your family?
I can promise you that in the front row, when the player is right there, there's going to be lots of cameras that are going to show you.
Yeah.
They're going to know what seat you're in. They're going to, and it won't take them long to figure out who those seats belong to. And
even though Tyreek Hill is the scum of the universe,
he is the worst human on the planet.
You can't throw stuff at players. You can't do it. There's not a time to do it. You can't throw your drink at somebody. You can't throw your beer can at somebody.
That's right. I know who you are.
I don't know what you want.
I can tell
we
are
don't have money.
We're gonna send Liam. We're gonna send Liam after
just
you.
He'll find you.
Oh no,
he has a particular set of skills, and he's gonna find you. I want to see that Peppermint movie. It's basically Jennifer Gardner. It's like a female Taken. It got crushed by the critics, but it looks like a real
treat.
Well, let's be honest.
Thank you, Rossi. All right.
The story's been told a few times already.
I like vigilante justice, though, Dale. I always have.
So just be secure in knowing that the Patriots have sent a firm letter of disinvite to all future events at Gillette Stadium.
And why would you throw like a $10 beer at somebody? Like, you must be doing pretty well for yourself if you can just throw that beer.
By the way, I'd be willing to bet your paycheck that fan had no idea how despicable a human being Tyreek Hill is.
They just thought he was a chief.
He's a chief. He scored a touchdown.
Yeah, I don't like this guy. Take that. It's like, no, Tyreek Hill deserves it, but it's not really, that's not the venue for it.
I promise you, they'll find you. I mean, it's just, you're dumb if you do it.
Or if this idiot was sitting in somebody else's season tickets, now those people are going to lose their tickets, too.
Well,
that's usually how they do it.
Whoever the season ticket holder is for those seats.
That guy's going to pay, or gal.
That's gone.
Yeah.
Getting you through your workday, it's Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
All right. Close things out here. OMF standing by in the other room. They'll be in. I believe Bill Belichick is on just after 3 today. 3:05 is what I saw earlier. So
sounds good.
The coach will be on with those guys. It's time for the portion of the program we like to call.
What else you got?
I'll tell you what, Dale. I'll tell you what else I got. When we talk about the best wide receivers in the NFL, one name that doesn't get brought up but should is Adam Thielen. His numbers are better than everybody else's numbers. He had his 6th straight 100-yard game, which is outrageous to begin the year. That ties a little gentleman named Charlie Hennigan, who has the record with 7 straight games. How about this? Thielen caught 11 passes yesterday. He now is 58 for the season, which, according to Elias...
Hello, I am Elias.
Thank you very much. The most by any player through 6 games in NFL history. So Adam Thielen and the Minnesota Vikings, who the Patriots face, later on this year... Thielen is ridiculous. The numbers are off the charts for him.
What else you got?
Well, I mentioned this earlier in the program, but I do want to close out the program with it as well. We lost our Nesson colleague, John Martin, yesterday. John has been battling ALS. And his wife, Adrian, posted this. She said, quote, John passed away peacefully yesterday, almost exactly 2 years from the day he was diagnosed with ALS. He was asked to handle more than any human should be asked to, and he did so well. As well as anyone could in this awful situation. He really hung in there, and right up until the end, he was still so John. Funny and cheeky, stubborn and bossy, handsome and charming. The girls and I are doing okay, mostly because of all of you and all of your love and support. I cannot tell you how much peace that brought him, knowing we have this big, beautiful community with us forever. Thank you so much for that. Love, Adrian.
Oh, well said.
She is a remarkable woman. He was... as good a guy as I've ever worked with in the business, and he will be missed by all of us who knew him and loved him as well. OMF is coming up next. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.